All of us remember the violent riots that took place in Baltimore about a year ago this past spring. We saw hundreds, mostly young people, go into the streets of Baltimore and pillage, loot, burn, and destroy their neighborhoods. Listening to the news, one Baltimore commentator asked, "Where are all the fathers in this?" Well, a year has passed, and Archbishop Laurie, the Archbishop of Baltimore, attended a symposium on how to better help the poorest neighborhoods in Baltimore. The Catholic Church received great praise for its efforts in housing, education, hospital work, and also employment opportunities. Some young people who attended Catholic high school were present and gave their testimony. They were asked, "What does it mean to have a male role model in your life?" One student replied, "Having a dad present would have made a huge difference for myself and my siblings." Another said, "Having a man to look up to makes you think you can succeed." They all said, and these were five students without fathers present in their lives, they all said that they found that male role model, that father figure, in the Catholic schools that they attended. But while having a father physically present is important, it's also important to have a father spiritually present. In his recent apostolic exhortation, Pope Francis, in The Joy of Love, taught, "We often hear that ours is a society without fathers. In Western culture, the father figure is said to be symbolically absent, missing, or vanished. Manhood itself seems to be called into question. Fathers are often so caught up in themselves and their work, and at times in their own self-fulfillment, that they neglect their families. They leave little ones and the young to themselves." Just to underscore this point, one of our parishioners teaches at Pope John Paul the Great High School. He asked his students to write down recently the qualities of their father. He noticed one of his students wasn't writing anything, so he went over to look, and the student just had one word on the paper: absent. How sad. Well, this is the situation of our country. But being Father's Day, we need to reflect as Christians on what the vocation of fatherhood is. Granted, children need the love of a father and a mother. They have a natural right to have a father and a mother, a husband and a wife, a man and a woman in their lives. The love of husband and wife, of father and mother, is different. It's complementary. But from that love that's present in a child's life, children learn how to be a man or a woman. They learn masculinity versus femininity. They learn how to relate to each other in a proper, healthy sense. So we see the importance, then, of the role of a father. Now, it's Father's Day. You moms had your day in May, so we're going to focus on fathers. And so if we wanted the model, we go to St. Joseph. St. Joseph was, first of all, a holy man. St. Matthew, in the Gospel, says he was righteous, meaning he was right with God. His life reflected the life of Almighty God. Of all the people on the face of the earth chosen to be the guardian of our Savior, could have been an emperor or a king, one of the leading religious figures, a wealthy person, the Heavenly Father chose St. Joseph. St. Joseph is essential, just like a father is in a family, essential, because without St. Joseph, Jesus in Jewish and Roman society would have been a nothing. He would have been an illegitimate child, something less than a slave. And so St. Joseph is truly essential. But he was that holy man, a man of prayer, a man of virtue. And so for you men here, especially if you are fathers and husbands, you're called to be righteous, holy. You're called to be a man of virtue. You're called to be a man of prayer. This is so important. And your children need to see this. Your children need to see you as a prayerful man, a godly man. Even the apostles witnessed Jesus in our gospel passage today praying in solitude. They saw the example. More and more reports, studies are showing that if children have a father who is spiritually engaged in their lives, more likely they will practice the faith once they are adults. Now, spiritually engaged means more than being a pew potato 1 hour a week on Sunday. It means actively spiritually engaged in their lives and being spiritually engaged in his own life. But then the father also is called, like Saint Joseph, to be the devoted, faithful husband. Saint Joseph loved our Blessed Mother. He loved in a very special way because he recognized she was the mother of our Savior. His love was a chaste love, a love that was faithful and permanent. He didn't look upon Mary as an object or a piece of property. He didn't look upon her as a means for personal satisfaction, as some in Jewish culture would have. He respected her with the dignity that she deserved. And so you fathers who are husbands also need to really respect your wives. Pray for your wife each day. Renew those vows each day. Ask yourself the question, am I doing the best I can in my marriage to meet the needs of my wife, to meet the needs of my children? But this too is important. That prayer helps you always see that you are giving, you're called to give yourself to your wife, because only then can you really be the father you should be. And then that brings us to being the father. Saint Joseph was the foster father, but a father in every sense of the word. Now, as a good Jewish husband and father, he was the provider, so he worked as a carpenter. He lived in tough economic times, but he provided for his family. He was the protector, the guardian. We think of how he had to take the Holy Family away out of Bethlehem to flee King Herod, who sought to destroy our Lord. But as a good spiritual father and a husband, he was the spiritual head of the household. Saint Joseph had the obligation to lead the family in morning prayer and evening prayer, grace before meals. He was in charge of making sure they went to the synagogue on the Sabbath or to Jerusalem for the special feast days like Passover. As that good Jewish father, he had to teach Jesus not only how to read and write, but also to read the Torah. He's the one who taught Jesus a trade, carpentry. Our Lord is known as the carpenter's son. One can just picture, though, little Jesus and Saint Joseph in that carpentry shop having wonderful conversations as they worked together. Keep in mind, though, you know, our Lord, in that mystery of the Incarnation, is true God who became true man. He has divine knowledge. He knows who he is. He knows his mission. But he also accepted our human limitations. So he accepted the fact that he had to grow in human knowledge. He had to learn how to talk. He had to learn how to walk. So who does he learn masculinity from? Who does he learn what it is to be a man? Or how to respect a wife? Or to respect a mother of children? How does he learn how to work and respect the dignity of work? He learned it from Saint Joseph. And so for you fathers, be that spiritual head of the household. Lead your family in prayer. Make sure they come to Mass on Sunday. No matter what else is going on in your family life, make sure they go to confession regularly. Be the leader to celebrate those special religious holidays. Teach your children the faith. Help them learn the faith, but also do things with them. Yes, you might not be training them to be a carpenter, let's say, but do things with your children. Talk to them. How else are they going to know what it is to be a man, and therefore how to treat a woman, or even to grow up as a woman and know what to expect out of a man, to have that standard that's really a wholesome, good standard. With all that said, I realize, I'm sure, that there are some here that may never have had a father, or maybe the father wasn't the best father. So be it. At least thank God that Father gave you life, or you wouldn't be here. And with life comes the opportunities. Pray for your father, or for you spouses, for whatever reason, who may be separated. Pray for that man who is the father of your children, because we don't want the devil to bring in discord or hatred. Take Saint Joseph, though, as your father. Many of the great saints had a profound respect and devotion to Saint Joseph, like Saint Francis de Sales and Saint Teresa of Avila, two of the great spiritual figures of our church. Or in our recent times, Pope Saint John the 23rd, Pope Saint John Paul II, Blessed Mother Teresa, all had strong devotions to Saint Joseph. All of us should, but especially if that father figure is lacking. Another challenge is, though, for those of you who may be the grandfathers or the uncles or even the godfathers, if that personal father figure is missing, step up, man up, and be that father figure for those special relations of yours. We need good fathers. So fathers, take heed of the gospel. Jesus said, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow each day. In all, you have to help your children be ready when our Lord at Judgment Day asks them the question, who do you say that I am? You have to be the one that has helped them in this life say, Jesus, you are my Lord, my Savior. I love you above all things. Now with that, I ask all fathers to please stand for the special Father's Day blessing. Heavenly Father, in your wisdom and love you made all things. We ask you to bless these men that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. By the prayers and example of Saint Joseph, may they strive for holiness and live their vocations faithfully. Let their example of faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Let us all stand now and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,